What's happening? Where's that boy Too Smooth, the CEO of MMR 3000? I have a segment on the Patio Podcast with DJ Hard Work. We're going to talk about things going on in our community. We're going to talk about the entertainment world, and also we're going to talk about a whole lot more. Make sure you tune in on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 9:30 Eastern. Check me out, baby. Mad respect.
Even though I messed up a few times, girl, just hit me out. Ain't tryna make you mad, girl, I wanna make you smile. Mama said like, oh, she proud. Look like I figured out. Ooh, we, it's been a while. Growing up a problem child. Can I eat you up like an edible? Doing shows, no time on the schedule. Rock bands, I can really heavy metal you. I just wanna sit down all next to you. So can you sit back, start feeling me, yeah. Call it up like a 10 to G, yeah. I just wanna lay up all through the week, baby. Can you spend your time with me like I spend my time with you? Is you texting other niggas? I would never do that back to you. Hey, I just wanna roll with you, yeah. I wanna control you, boo, yeah. I want you comfortable, hey. We eating lunch ago, we sitting up under the sun. We playing games and I know you love fun. I want you on me, baby girl, you number one. So here I come, shawty, just tell me when you calling. Now I do not do this often.
When you left, I lost the party, we died. I swear to God, you make it hard to sleep now. I just need my baby right with me now. Don't you see now? I'm crying, 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 crying again. I'm trying to win. You wanna be with me like, won't you lie again? I might as well confess to your best friend.
Say goodbye, young nigga, and I got a good vibe. Reminiscing about them good times. Got your back if you got mine. Don't worry about nothing, cause I'm toting it out. We can go somewhere where they can't find. When I with them bad, you always ride. Don't judge my path, put it to the side. Stay down 10 toes, running money up, then you lightly get it. Better promise to my dog, stay down, then we gon' get ahead. And then I was at the bottom, all them hoes had fled, yeah. But I came up, now my whole team starving, we fed, yeah. They race, get to the money, they gon' chase, yeah, my nigga don't play, hang around, out of play, yeah. Nigga don't really wanna say, now baby girl had decompensate. Since she worry about her, that nigga get around me, bet he won't say, nah.
When you left, I lost the party, we died. I swear to God, you make it hard to sleep now. I just need my baby right with me now. Don't you see now? I'm crying, 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 crying again. I'm trying to win. You wanna be with me, like, won't you lie again? I might as well confess to your best friend.
Everybody's that boy Too Smooth, laced with Too Smooth. What's happening, DJ Hard Work?
What's good with you, big dog? What's good with you?
Oh man, enjoying this rain, man.
Enjoying this rain. Yeah, that's what it is. That's what it is.
Rain, motherfucker, around here.
We off to today. We off to tequila again. About to get into a very touchy subject. You pre-warned me about. I believe this one is a very touchy subject that needs to be Yeah, we're gonna get into it. But first things first, welcome to the Patio Podcast with Laced with Too Smooth. Well, you know, Laced with Too Smooth. Yeah, our country has been going through a lot right now, and you know, we got Too Smooth. Well, just know this much, real quick. I'm from the north, and he's from the south. So, to give two different perspectives on how things are going, he's going to give his perspective on what just occurred up here, a couple of days ago, Minnesota. Man, let's go ahead and get into it.
Everybody, man. Hey, the topic today is law enforcement, y'all. I have a son. Matter of fact, he just turned 26 on the 26th. What is this today? Shout out, yeah, yo, Magic. Oh, man, you got to talk to your kids, man. Outside your home, your residence, it's a cold world, man. It's dirty. It's a dirty, dirty game being played, man. Police officers, law enforcement in general, state troopers, feds, CIA, whatever you want to call it, whatever. Their job is to protect and serve. Not kill innocent people, man. I ain't gonna say innocent, but, you know, man.
Kill people who are not applying a threat, because you said something that hurt my feelings. You can talk about it, but once you see it, it's going to give you the perspective that you need. And man, I can understand what you mean about that one tear, that feeling of rebelling. Man. I know you can hear it in my whole tone from the change from when we were talking about it earlier to now, because, man, I just know this much. Family, I done had someone stop in, and they were talking about the same situation I was telling you about, similar, that just happened up here. And they were telling about how in-depth it was, how they were saying it's on camera. It's up here on camera floating around, just like what happened over there at the state that you're speaking of. We're going to get back into that. But the police, some of these police are some dirty dogs, man. Some dirty dogs out there, man.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I'm kind of confused right now. DJ Hall workout. Actually, watch that video, man, and man, it was heart wrenching. I almost shed a tear, man. It was unbelievable what I witnessed in that moment. Man, first and foremost, man, this is America. Certain things don't supposed to happen in the United States, man. This is the land of the home. What it is, the home of the free, land of brave, whatever it is, man. Look here, man. Man, something got to change, like ASAP. Like, something has to change ASAP, man. Like, this is just unbelievable what's going on right now.
The only thing that's going to make sense with change is that comment you just said. This is supposed to be the land of the free. What do free mean? Because shit, too many free people dying, too many innocent people dying, too many. Like, what does that mean? What is this country really based off?
Yeah. Hey, shout out to my bank, man. Shout out to my bank, man. Shout out to Wells Fargo, man. Shout out to Wells Fargo, man.
Here you. Man, he had to say it too. Shout out to Wells Fargo being the number two in the world. He wanted to let it be known. Artwork Nation coming with a Wells Fargo real soon. We got a couple credit unions. Either way. Nah, man. I understand, though. It's based on this country is, you know what's weird? I remember growing up, and I remember just vaguely hearing stories like this growing up. So we must have been through a transition, because it seems like we're resurfacing, we're reliving an era again, but it's just in a newer age, which is unacceptable because of the changes that we've been through already. The knowledge that some of us have obtained and tapped into, or the influences that we have, because what is it, 10 years ago, people would be scared to approach the police based on that. Nowadays, people want to kill the police. The police just made themselves a target. Now it's an the police know this. Think about it. The way, I'm just going to say this. This is my opinion, and I don't like giving my opinion on things like that, because I don't really like putting negative energy out there. That's the one. That's how I meditate. I don't share negative energy. So I'll tap in and give y'all my opinion on that. At this moment, leave it alone after that. A lot of people were saying that the guy just was had, you know, and you know, a little details, graphic, so be prepared. But you know, his knee was on the victim's neck, and it was there like that was his job. Like, what separates, like me and my brother was speaking on over excessive, and then what's excessive and what's over excessive, because that is the only thing that can convict the police officer. Excessive or over excessive, because it's not based on the quote unquote perpetrator and their actions. If the police quote unquote feel threatened, then it's based on, you get what I'm saying? So it's like, what is it that really makes us free? What does that mean? Because if we call the police, we have a chance of dying, we have a chance of them killing us. Because even though that man may have been through whatever they've been through, whatever happened that caused that situation to occur, there's other situations that we haven't even, we're not going to speak on. There's other situations that have floated and, you know, just died down quietly, where there was innocence throughout the whole situation, and still someone lost their life.
Man, listen. I sat there and watched that. R.I.P. to famous singer, I think the brother named Mr. George Floyd. If I'm wrong, forgive me. But I don't know what happened to occur. I don't know what made the whole situation happen. I don't know what he did. I can't really speak on that part. I'm not going to even stunt. I ain't had time to do my research. After I seen that video, it kind of just like threw me for... Man, once again, man, hey. I got to say this too, if I could get going, man. Shout out to Wells Fargo, man. MMR 3000. Yeah. Hey, didn't the gang call me? Hey, but check this out, though, man. Look here, man. We got to do something, man. We as black people have to do something. I don't know what it's going to take. I'm not really with the violence and all that, unless it's necessary towards me and my ass and my people that surround me, my people that, what I call my la familia. You know what I'm saying? But this situation right here, man, this something's got to be done. If the feds don't come in and take over this case, man, it's really pathetic. Right now we need I ain't gonna say they listen in, but somebody normal, any kind of close to the people, Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, Barack Obama, the president, CEO of NAACP, any black Congress senator. Governor, whatever have you, man, the people in position that make all of these decisions, man, y'all got to do something, man. Cause if not, man, me being and thinking how I think, I ain't going to get out of hand, what ain't going to be to control the situation, man. Something got to be done. I know every police officer is not bad, because my bodyguards are police officers. I don't know how they regular fuck, I can't speak on that, but I know when they with us and protect us, we Gucci, you know what I'm saying? But I know for a fact all police are not bad. I mean, they're just like saying every white person in the race or every black person is a drug dealer. No. So we're not gonna put everybody in one box, but the situation at hand, man, I'm talking about, it really threw me for a loop. For you to sit there and put that pressure on that brother's neck, for that long period of time, I'm not gonna exaggerate. I wanna be wrong. I like to be accurate, just be guessing from the time frame of 8 to 12 minutes, applying pressure on someone's neck. Them are your main arteries in your neck. Yeah, if nobody don't know that, you know that now, because all you gotta do, you can watch movies. I'm just gonna use an example from a movie. Why you think people slick people throat? Because your main artery automatically gonna die. Cause ain't no blood flowing to your brain nor your heart, so you dead. You know what I'm saying? You're applying that pressure, and the people on the sidewalk was telling the man, y'all got him restrained. First and foremost, everybody, he was the handcuff. He was down. I heard him say, hey, I'm claustrophobic. That's why he was, oh, that was going on. When they arrested him, just me watching the video now, this may not be able, this is my interpretation, come since they come, but I got a little bit of common sense. He said, I'm claustrophobic. You know what I'm saying? They said, stay down, he down. He in restraint. Hands behind the back. Another officer had him from maybe his leg. I can't see. Cause the only thing you see the portion from his shoulder to his head. It was somebody behind that police had him down. The other officer had his knee on his neck, applying pressure for the period of time. And the people on the sidewalk screaming and hollering, please take your foot off his neck. I mean, your knee off his neck. I mean, the man can't breathe. Like I said, man, I don't know if y'all paid attention to in school science and all that, but your main arteries are in your neck. So if you're not getting no blood flowing to your brain or heart, you're gonna die. There was a moment of time where one person was screaming and hollering, saying, "Hey, it's nosebleed, man. Y'all don't see that? Like you enjoying what you're doing? Like you taking pleasure in it? Like come on, man, y'all got him." My thing is, if a person is being a little rowdy, resistant, that was your taser for. But that was the maze for. That was the blackjack for. But at the same time, y'all got him restrained. If he didn't want to get in that car, the back of that police car, y'all should call a paddy wagon. If that wasn't good enough, go on, tase him 2 times, he gonna go to sleep, throw him on my name and take him on jail. That man did not have to lose his life that day.
Nah.
It's a sad situation. It's been going on forever. Y'all young people don't know, probably really listen to Scarface, the Ghetto Boys, NWA. They've been talking about this since the first time they put out a CD back in 1988, 89, whenever it was. They've been talking about the police brutality. Just right now, social media really putting a spotlight on it. You know what I mean?
Social media
putting a spotlight on it.
Social
everybody
media,
got a phone. I don't care. Everybody got, even a 3-year-old baby got a cell phone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's the thing that I noticed. That's what I was about to say. Like, regardless, how is it even a case if all those phones recording saw it for what it was? Now, my comment, you were in the midst of talking. And my comment was, this could close up the thought of everything because of this right here. That thought that I had, which is, you know, like, it's understood that y'all gotta restrain them. It's understood that the perpetrator might be a threat to you in your eyes. But outside of the actions that was committed, everything on their waistband, everything is meant to detain. Everything. That means I'm gonna go back to the start of this whole podcast segment. Choices. This is how bad it was. You got another officer trying to hide and block the camera because they know. Once another officer tries to hide what's going on, they know they're in the wrong.
Self-explanatory.
Don't walk in front of the camera and think that that's gonna stop what they already recorded.
And then look, you seen when he talk about tell somebody, don't swing on me here, you swing on him first. they like they said, First Amendment, give you the right to record, do whatever you wanna do.
Yeah. And that should be against the law.
This is city street. You can't do that.
That should be against the law.
Stop me from recording?
That should be against the law. I feel anytime a police officer pull you over, I think it should be against the law for them to say, turn your phone off. I think that should be against the law. Because once they say that, now my life is threatened. Because I don't know what's going to happen once this camera goes off.
What y'all, I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this. I'm going to say it a couple times. Agenda 21 decreased the population. They already feel black males are a threat. I don't care if you're a multi-billionaire. You still a nigger in their eyes. Excuse my French. I don't give a damn you got $1 trillion. You still a boy in their eyes. It don't matter who you are. It don't matter. Facts remain your skin tone. I don't understand why they so intimidated by us.
It's a superior thing. See, I'm about to get a little in depth based on what you just said. That's funny. Now, a lot of uneducated people don't know that us with melanin, high levels of melanin, the darker we are, the more we can absorb the sun, which gives us actually more energy. And in a reflection of that, we don't get sunburned. Like think about what burns in the sun. And think about what grows in the sun. You get what I mean? The sun is a double-edged blade. It's either going to kill off something that's not right, or it's going to help something grow that is right. Another thing, we got extra muscles, extra tendons, extra everything that makes us faster. And it's not nothing like they can't stop us from that. We're born with it. Just like they are born with extra, like we all human beings, yes, are born with a tailbone remnant. But, you know, certain cultures, they say, are born with a tailbone there. It just doesn't poke. Who knows? But my whole point is, I'm speaking on the DNA, I'm speaking on the makeup. From study, it's a gene, what is that, the geno thingy, where that, you know, it's a DNA thing. They wanna, we're just gonna say this, the number one thing on the stock market, people don't know what that is. That's the top thing being sold, the most expensive thing. I don't even wanna speak on that. I want y'all to just Google it. And when y'all Google it, y'all gonna come back to this podcast episode and y'all gonna laugh y'all ass off, because y'all gonna understand why so many black folks come up missing. Y'all gonna understand why organs and stuff, they're gonna understand why it's a sin. And the sad part about it is people not paying attention to the fact that our own people not knowing. If you're uneducated, you don't believe it, you don't see it. A lot of the crimes and stuff are blamed on black bodies when it's not. They know it's a cover-up. They know that cover things up.
We the scapegoat.
There you go. You ever heard you hate something so much because you love it? You ever heard of that? Like, it's the weirdest thing in the world. How can you hate something, but you strive to want to look like it?
They stay in the tanning booth.
Hey, I ain't want to say it. I ain't want to say it, but the tanner.
I'm gonna say it for you. I'm gonna say it for you. I'm gonna hold my tongue. God damn, y'all want to be? You got.
You said all white people don't tan, but the ones who do, who knows? I don't know what they're tanning for, but I know for sure. I don't. Our skin get darker. We, look at that black motherfucker. You get what I'm saying? Like, you know, we know we black. We know we dark. White folks strive. Some people strive to want to be dark. That's what I'm saying. I'm not trying to. I'm not going to make it a racist thing. I'm making it a person thing. There's certain people who act as such, which we know. And I ain't gonna hold you up. Who knows? Because there's certain people of our own color who are involved in these certain groups and things like that that create these.
Sammy Sosa. I seen Sammy Sosa the other day, man. Hey, I ain't know he was white as a goddamn piece of tissue. I'm like, what the hell?
Your skin tone changed.
You got to know that that melanin color, that melanin, you ever notice? Certain black folks ain't got to take certain vitamins like white folks. Black folks ain't got to do as much working out. We are superior in certain aspects of life. You see it in entertainment, and this is the most messed up part about it. Do not take it as a joke. This is an explicit comment as well. You see it in memes. You see it all over the world. You see it in television, entertainment, where they claim white women love black men. That's true. But it's not just white women. It's every woman. And it has nothing to do with, it's a thing of superiorness. It has something to do with your pedigree. If you look in depth, do your research in general, it's geno research stuff, where at the end of the day, I don't see other cultures coming up missing their organs when their bodies are found, their organs are gone.
And you know something, man? They really snatching our sisters up for some reason. Chicago. They really snatching them sisters Chicago. Up, man.
Chicago. We was gonna say that. Old girl in Chicago 2 years ago tried to make it a family thing, a gang thing, and a situation. Come to find out, you know what really happened.
Yeah. See, do what I think too, man. I'm gonna get a little deep. I don't care how nobody feel. I'm gonna speak my mind. Cause one thing about it, America, First Amendment give me the right to say how I feel. Check this out though. I really think the government or the power, I'm going to say that the private sector, they be putting people in certain areas to go to the blue side, do some shoom. Have somebody go to the red side, do some shoom. Go to the gold side, do a shoom. Go to the green side, do the shoom. It don't even be the organization. I really think they do it, you know what I'm saying? To keep the ruckus going. Because quick question. Why? This is not for you, this for the public. I'm gonna answer the question at the same time. Why do y'all think the projects are called the projects? The reason being, if you don't know them from the education, it was a project to see can they keep niggers, excuse my French, in one area. That's why. It was a project to see can they do it. They put the drugs into our community, but we flipped the script and got rich off. Then the meth came. Now they peep on it. Now it's an uproar. But when y'all put that crack in the community back in the 60s and the 70s, it was okay. But once the brothers and sisters start, hey, we finna get money out there, and start putting it back into the white community, getting rich, and your white women getting fucked in the ass, sucking dick, all this shit, now it's a problem. It just backfired on. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, how do y'all think these viruses and all this stuff come up? It come from a lab. It's about money. If niggas keep killing niggas, that mean the NRA gonna get rich because they selling guns. If people keep getting sick, they gonna get rich off the medication, the cure.
Hey,
how the hell Magic Johnson get?
Hold on real quick. Ask them, let the people know where viruses come from. You educated me on something that I had to do some research on. Where are viruses? Well, how are viruses started? Like, let it be known.
In the lab, in the laboratories.
Name one virus that has not been man-made, they say.
I can't think of now. Not off the top of the head.
See? And if that has any truth behind it or any any high percentage of truth, then we all been living a lie. You get what I'm saying? It's crazy because if we all getting sick off of viruses that are implicated by man, What do you think going on now? If it's technology that's weakening our immune system, that's causing us to, this is what they say. If it's technology with these 5G waves that's weakening our immune systems, and COVID is hitting us hard with it, a virus that will attack your upper respiratory 10 times faster than a flu after your immune system breaks down. Because the only ones that are surviving are ones who are strong. Like ones who are like, they're not strong like built body built, strong like they're actually taking care of their health. They're actually working out. They're actually, you know, they're actually eating and intaking the correct foods. I'm not saying they're not contracting it, but I'm saying they're surviving. It's not affecting them as bad as people who are not taking care of their health. It's, you know, it's letting you know the levels of your immune system. That's what blew my mind. Because, like I said, I got kicked out of school when I was in science. So for you to educate me a while, you know, X amount of time back about viruses, that shit blew my mind. Like, it makes sense. A bacteria for, you know, you can get bacteria off of a plant. But a virus, you can't just find viruses chilling. Or everybody would be sick every day, like bacterial sicknesses. You get what I'm saying?
Well, you know, which...
Like, yeah, I caught a virus chilling with, I caught a virus in the woods, in the bushes. No, but you did catch a virus fucking that dirty chick. You feel me?
Yeah. They're just like the AIDS, man. They told me it came from a monkey in Africa. Man, quit playing. Man, John had AIDS since 1992. Ain't don't know what now he ain't got it, just disappeared. Man, y'all cut it out, man.
We in 2020, these youngsters don't know the word propaganda. It's a movie called Outbreak.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, they're about that monkey, ain't
it? Yeah.
Well, how you slid it in up pretty, boy. I like the style, sir.
Yeah. Y'all need to Google Outbreak if you're on your phones, YouTube it. Watch that movie and pay attention to how they say the AIDS epidemic was put out. Y'all will understand how they quote. And at the end of the day, y'all see all the movies. Now y'all get all the movies of the labs where they always had the monkey going crazy in the cages. Or the dogs going crazy in the cages. You ever notice that? But y'all never question that. That's because those they always trying something new. And most of those labs are ran by the government. But you know, they shut us down. I'm too small business for them to even shut me down. Hopefully they don't blackball me at a low level.
Nah, they're not.
They ain't making enough money for us to care. They the ones who talk about how to hide. Ain't really that long. You keep talking about Will Fox, though. Anyway,
you know.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, but like I said, man, let's get back to the law enforcement thing. We're veering off
DJ, hard work. Can we have a moment of silence to all the brothers and sisters that got in the passed away due to law enforcement, man? Back to the scheduled program. But yeah, man, it's a sad situation. They said, you believe in something, you know, pray this and that, whatever have you, man, listen. Man, we've been praying for 800 years. Ain't nothing changed.
You know ain't what, nothing though? Changed. Hold on, though. Now, I speak on religion in the midst of what I was brought up on. And my pastor brought me to the side and explained to me, you don't have to believe in religion, but you, and these are not, this is just verbatim. You just gotta have a personal relationship with what you believe in. You gotta have some faith in something. Y'all hear the key words I'm saying. So to have a personal relationship is, you gotta still have, and because when you read the Bible, when you read all those books, they're all similar. Because they're all praising something. It's just different stories, though. And those are stories of motivation. All I'm about to say something that will, Jesus was just a very, very popular story.
Yeah.
Because you got Moses. Moses got a story. A lot of people forget his story that started this world, that started everything, that reorganized everything, got everything back in order. That was one of the most epic stories. But Jesus was a long going story. We're speaking on before Jesus, though, with Moses. Mm-hmm. My whole point is your belief in whatever you're going to believe in, it is not meant for you to believe in it in a direct fashion. If it tells you to do something, do it. It's about having belief, all of those details. That's a book of details to get you to want to believe them and what they're speaking more than the next. That is it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Simplify your life and believe in something that's going to progress you in life. If you believe in God, believe in God. If you believe in self, believe in self. Just make sure whatever you believe in has done better than you. Whatever you believe.
Well, you off the chime. Well, you off the chime, man.
Whatever you believe in has better had accomplished way more than you. Because you can't grow taking advice from somebody who ain't accomplished nothing. It's impossible. It's just like a woman trying to raise a man, a boy to a man. It's impossible.
And vice versa, a man can't raise a woman.
A girl. Hell no. Mm-hmm. A man can only.
I don't know nothing about that time of my. I don't know what to do. I gotta call mama or somebody.
But you know, we. I'm gonna just make it as simple as possible. A plug goes into an outlet. All right. If it don't fit, it ain't supposed to go together. So make sure you simplify your life. Make sure shit makes sense to you. Don't worry about what other people got to say about whatever it is you're doing, and just focus. Make sure you're progressing, though. Your choices you make.
Hold on, let me say that, DJ Hard Work. I don't want nobody to get this misconstrued. Now want us portraying that we're perfect. We just give you our opinion and real life experiences and common sense and doing research, understanding what's going on. Like, that's all it is. Nobody's saying we're better than nobody else. Nobody's saying we know it all, because we did. We'll be treating that. We'll be living on the moon. So I want y'all to understand that. And check out the website, www.mmr3000.com. Make Too Much Pressure out right now. Everywhere a part of me. Video out everywhere doing number. If you like, share the love, tell one soul about us. May God bless you. Shout out to Hard Work Nation, Ball Heart Music Group. My boy DJ Hard Work, a.k.a. J.O. Mad Respect.
We're going to get into some music. About to change it up on y'all real quick. Ha ha. Let's get into some music. Let's get into some sponsored updates with Anchor. Shout out to Smooth for with Lace. Appreciate you coming in, man. This everything we spoke on, we spoke on a topic, but we led into a lot of great topics. And we want to leave them with something to think about. Because if you pay attention to COVID and all of that, da, 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 I want you to think about this. I want everybody to think about this.
Yeah.
The world, everything is propaganda. Everything is meant for you to focus on one thing. I want everybody to remember this, though, every day. I seen this post that blew my mind on social media. By the way, Mac_204, if you want to find Mac, any of his social media platforms, Mac_204. MACC_204. What I saw was everybody focused on COVID, and that's understood because people are dying. But don't forget the heroin epidemic. Don't forget the kids that are being ignored. Don't forget the women that are being beat. Don't forget all the other epidemics that are going on in this world. Because there's a lot of people dying over certain things that aren't even being spoke on.
Facts. Facts.
Let's tune into Pretty Brown Eyes, and then another more music from great artists. Good vibes. More of a soul playlist tonight, just to keep everybody's minds clear. Appreciate you, MMR 3000 CEO President. Got my little cup. This is meant for my tequila. We about to fill it up with some ice and some orange juice and get it going for the night. Might go live and review a couple of tracks. Anybody want to review some tracks, all y'all got to do is submit to hardworknation@gmail.com and or go ahead and drop that email for them.
MMR30004L@gmail.com. MMR30004L@gmail.com.
Appreciate Anchor for giving us this platform.
Shout out Anchor.
Shout out Too Smooth. He be at the crib. He don't sleep. Promise you. He don't sleep. And that's coming from someone else who don't sleep. Barely sleep.
Team no sleep, man. Hey, we got to make a hand by any means necessary, man.
Hey, you know what? New brand coming. New line of clothing coming. Team no sleep. But this is going to be something different. Team no sleep. And we got another line.
We got to trademark that ASAP.
Yes. I got my bread in the account right now. We can get the paperwork together. Let's get it. Anyway. I'm good. I'll take that.
Hey, don't be giving these people too many ideas, man. Hold up.
I'll do that out there to show me. Hey, it's simple. All you got to do is get you. Hey, but anyway, got another line coming called Blunt Boys. Anybody who smoke blunts, they should purchase this. It's coming soon. Also, Michigan is locked down till the 28th. Once we get available, we will be hitting the road. Whether any artist representing the label gonna be traveling. We can travel now because other states are open, but they won't let us come back until
open. That's crazy. So, hey, let me say this. The CEO Too Smooth. Hey, just send a deposit. Hey, I got the ball. Them contract ready. I ain't going nowhere. But them guys say they want to see the world. So, hey, just send them deposit, baby. Hey, 470-456-3660.
Hey, I knew it from the first three. Now I just say. Hey. Tell them to send them emails. We're gonna preview first.
Oh, next level tour, man. Next level tour. Starting July the 17th, I think. July the 17th. Mac King Spud with special guests, man. Shout out to our sponsors too, man. I got a couple sponsors on my hell lined up. But the next week or two, man, I'm doing a lot of major stuff, man. Y'all just sit back, get y'all popcorn ready, baby. Extra butter. No salt.
Hey. Let's go ahead and get into it. Appreciate you again, man. Y'all be smooth, be safe.
Yeah, man.
Yes, sir. We're going to have us a special featured guest. We're going to interview some more artists next week. We're probably going to have a special feature playlist coming as well this week because I got a lot of new music. So, yeah, everybody tune in. Everybody have a good night. Y'all be safe. Enjoy.
Hold on, DJ Hardwork. Hold on, one quick thing. Hey, June 1st is still jumping on?
June 1st.
You're the album. What's happening?
I will,
back to the schedule program.
Pretty Brown Eyes. Let's get into it.
Sherman, pretty brown eyes, driving wild, ready for round two. water, all in your living room, all on the floor. Moon hotter than an Arizona summer. Don't care who watches, she ain't doing no talking. Maybe want to taste the rainbow, but I don't think so. Pretty brown eyes, huh? She all in my grill, she wanna be Miss Swain. I swear God did his thing when he blessed her, man. No silver spoon, but with the body of a model, man. Pretty brown eyes, broke dude, she declined. She fine like red wine and good, just like Moscato. That chick you catch in a dress that make you wanna hollow. And dreaming about the head game brand that she swallow. But when you hit her from the back, do she scream a hollow? Can she ride the wood? Can she ride it good? I'm a film and tape it, so I ain't misunderstood. Why this chubby niggas chick man? Cause I lay the wood. Then plus I'm from the hood. So like a car with a new oil change, keep me running good. Lil' mama driving me wild, just like she my child. But she my bad chick, so you know Swain gon' keep her around.
Yeah, it's that boy Too Smooth, the CEO, MMR 3000, Living Lavish. Check out the website, www.mmr3000.com, or just Google MMR 3000.